Good afternoon and welcome to Mars Bar on this Sunday, December 5th, 2021. I am your host, Marcy Latimer. Thank you so much for joining me here. I do appreciate it. I will always be doing this show unless otherwise indicated at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Sundays. And again, thank you for joining me. Also, I want to do a little shout out to those who are following me, apparently, LJ Morris 48LM and Joanne, thank you so much. I just got notification of that. So I do appreciate you tuning in. And of course, thank you for joining us. Visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com and please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. Always God bless you. And I always put God first. And I always like to start with a prayer right now. I just want to say, Lord, oh Lord God, we thank you for our blessings in this life. We thank you for the Christmas season that is upon us here, knowing that you are the reason for the season, putting you first in our lives always and just giving us blessings. And we thank you ahead of time for our blessings, even when we are feeling overwhelmed at times during the season and just throughout our lives, our daily lives and schedules and hectic times. We know that you have our back and that you have the promise of good in our lives. So we thank you for that. Amen. When we are overwhelmed, you alone know the way I should turn. That's Psalms 142:3. Just so you know, that was just made a comment by our pastor in my church today about being overwhelmed by Pastor Jeremy McGarity in my church, Skyline Church in Rancho San Diego, California, in the East County of San Diego County. We love it. He's great. And just a note about being overwhelmed, don't worry, because as long as you let go of that need to control the situation, know that God is in ultimate control. So that should put you at ease because you're not alone feeling overwhelmed at times, especially during this season. It could get a little hectic. Sometimes we need to remember it's about the joy. The joy is the ultimate gift of the season. So look around you. Look at the beautiful lights. Enjoy the Christmas lights. Enjoy the holiday music. If you do want to tune in at times, just tune out the outside ugliness of the world, because there's so much evil, unfortunately, upon us here in America, especially, or in the whole entire world, really, during this pandemic, during the COVID closures, during the quarantine times, during the, you know, they're trying to put new variants and, well, I'm not saying they're trying to, they have new variants apparently, but they're using scare tactics. They're fear mongers, the lamestream media. Tune it out and just embrace the season if you can, because that's really going to give you joy and release the sense of overwhelming feelings that you might have. So that's my recommendation, and I hope that you will take that. So much to be thankful for, but also we just need to put God first. And if we do that and we have faith and we live in faith, that's going to be the ultimate test. Really, truly, this is just something that was said in the service today that I just went to at my church. He said, the secret of peace is to let go and let God. And that's otherwise known as having faith. And I totally agree on that. Absolutely. The devil's plan was to divide us and to separate us. Remember last year, 2020, when people weren't supposed to be having large gatherings, and apparently 2021 is no different. So it's actually gotten worse. 2021 has gotten worse as far as the COVID-19 is concerned and the astronomical figures and the amounts of people that have been affected. So we have to just remember we have to live and not live in fear, because that's what they're trying to do on the left. They're trying to have us live in fear. And that's what the devil wants. The devil wants us to live in fear. And evil is around us, but we have to put faith in our hearts and in our minds and live in faith, not fear. And that's the way to rejoice in the Lord. during this holiday season. And I hope that you do see your family, and I hope you do see your friends and have a good time and just rejoice in that. So here's the thing. The new variant, of course, the Omicron variant, it seems like every time something has died down a little bit, they're going to come up with something else. And then people are saying, oh, mask up, get a booster, make sure you get those jabs. If you're not already vaccinated, make sure you do. That's the way to safety. That's the way to keep COVID away. Look, it's what you feel is best for you. And as an American, you should make your own personal choice. You shouldn't be forced to do anything you don't want to do. So Jay Sekulow, who was on Trump's legal team, my president, President Donald Trump. Oh, yes, that's my president. He served as lead outside counsel for Trump's first impeachment trial in the United States, for instance. He and others, of course, that Trump beat naturally because everything was falsified anyway that they were accusing him of. So Jay Sekulow, he has put together a Stop Biden Unconstitutional Vaccine Mandate petition where it says, as we take on Biden's unconstitutional vaccine mandate in federal court to defend your constitutional rights, you can sign this petition. So I already signed it. It's on the ACLGA, which is the American Center for Law and Justice Council that he heads. And it's a good thing. So if you want to do that, go to the aclj.org website, and then you can sign the petition. Naturally, there's also a little thing where it says if you want to donate to the cause. You don't have to, though. There's no force there. But just sign it if you are completely against these unconstitutional mandates that the ridiculous administration that I find are complete frauds in the White House right now are trying to put upon the American people. It is absolutely disgusting what's going on. And it is unconstitutional. And we need to fight for our freedoms as Americans. It's so important that we keep our freedoms in place and we don't comply to what they're trying to do. And these lawsuits we will be winning because it is absolutely against the Constitution. And to force people to do things they don't want to do is wrong. That's not what being an American is. So we need to keep fighting for those freedoms. And it's so interesting during this holiday season, for instance, how people, you're talking to people about getting together over the holidays and families, for instance. And some of these people, and I'm pretty sure I'm not alone in this, where I'm finding that there are family members saying that they will not be comfortable going to other family members' households over Christmas Eve, whatever it may be that they have planned, if they find out that the other people are unvaccinated. I mean, anybody else out there have heard of such a thing? Oh, yeah. It's happening all over the place. So it's so interesting, though, to me to discover people like that who are literally living in fear. Because since when did people's medical records actually be provided to other family members? First of all, unless they wanted them to have it. And that goes for friends as well. When, HIPAA, of course, protects our medical records. First of all, we have HIPAA. But the other thing is, when did we ever start asking family or friends, oh, are you having this done? Or did you do this in your medical office? Did you have this procedure done? Did you have this? And right now, of course, it's the vaccine. Is this a normal thing? No, this is absolute nonsense. 2021 has become the year of absolute nonsense. Everything's upside down. Everything's backwards. Hey, look, it's evil. The devil is working. So we got to just live in faith. And these people who are acting like that, saying, oh, I don't feel comfortable around somebody if they're not vaccinated. I need to find out if they are. I won't come to the holiday event if I know that they are not. Excuse me. This is ludicrous. They're acting ludicrous. This is absolutely insanity, in my opinion. They need to stop living in fear, and they need to find God. And I have also come to the conclusion that the people who are acting like that, who are acting fearful, are the ones who do not attend church, who do not pray to the Lord, who do not respect the Bible, the word of God, who do not talk about it, do not pray. That's how I'm finding. And maybe I'm wrong, but to me, this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a conclusive effort in the people who are not trusting in our Lord, who never attend a service, who do not rejoice in the real reason for the season. Instead, they're just the people who are about material things and don't really know the entire story about why we're coming together during the holidays. And maybe they do know it, but they just don't preach it. And they don't seem to care that that's the real reason. They're superficial, whatever it may be. And they vote Democrat. I'm sorry to say it, but it's the truth. Again, the people who vote Democrat, I call them Democrats for a reason. They do not look to the Lord for their answers. They do not have faith. They do not put faith over fear. They live in fear over faith. That's the saddest part, but it's the truth. I'm seeing it over and over and over again. I'm seeing more people in my collective group of people that I know, when I see the ones who are praying for people and who say, oh Lord, we thank you for our, you know, beautiful things in the life that we have, and we thank you for our blessings. Those people are the ones who live in faith and who are not asking others, are you vaccinated? Oh my gosh, if you're not, you're the enemy of the people. No, it's the other way around. It's the people who are not praying, who are not seeing any church services. Maybe you can't get out, and that's okay too. There are plenty online if you can't go out and do it. It's okay. Plenty online. So I'm not saying that just because you don't go to church doesn't mean that you're not Christian. That's not what I'm saying. So there are plenty ways to still seek the word of the Lord. And so those are the people who don't ask others, are you vaccinated? Oh, if not, you're the enemy of the people. No, it's the lamestream media. They are fear mongers. They're acting disgusting and despicable, and it's coming from the devil. So don't you worry about a thing. Do what you need to do. Don't worry about those people. That's on them. It's not on anybody else. And the other thing that I'm just going to state, and this is common sense. Those people who are saying, oh, I'm not going to go to the holiday function if I know that somebody else in the family or my friends who are coming are not vaccinated because I feel scared. I feel unsafe. Guess what? Do they do that to the people at the grocery store, to total strangers, when they go to the stores, when they go fill up their tank, which is expensive, by the way? Let's go, Brandon. Oh, yeah. I love to put a little jab there. It's true. Do they say that to those people? Do they ask those people who are strangers, are you vaxxed? Because I don't feel comfortable being around you, if so, in the line at the store or whatever. No, I don't think so. So why are they asking people in their family and their circle of friends that question? It's ludicrous and it's absolutely ridiculous. It's gotten so out of hand. So if you are one of many people who are feeling that way, don't even bat an eyelash. Don't even worry, because it's on them. It's not on you. And they're the ones that will lose out eventually, not anybody else, not the person who is just doing the right thing for themselves. And then the other thing, if you ask those people, those same people who are still voting for the Democrats, the Democrats, as I call them, and you ask them, do you understand that what's happening is unconstitutional and it goes against our freedoms of being an American? They will say, no, it's about safety. It's about being safe. If you actually have a conversation with them, you try hard to get them to see it the American way, but they don't. It's as though they have been completely brainwashed and they're living with blindfolds on. They don't see the big picture. So, you know, you can have a conversation as much as you want. We'd love to open up. We don't want to divide. We don't want to be separated and divided. That's from the devil. But unfortunately, if you try to get a conversation going with these people and try to knock some sense into them, they don't see it at all the way the conservatives see it. It's so bizarre how differently we see the world. And so sometimes you just have to say, okay, we agree to disagree, and then walk away, because there's really nothing else you can do. There is no talking sense into these people, unfortunately. It's very sad, but it is the sign of the times. It's just happening here. It's happening all across the board. So, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you about that, but it's just very nonsensical. But they see it completely different than us. So we are not alone. I will tell you that much. Right now, I will tell you right now. In fact, I mean, listen to this. This is actually a meme, but I'm going to read it. No one who had the polio, MMR, chickenpox, influenza, hepatitis B, or other vaccines ever worried about someone unvaccinated giving them the disease. No, that stupidity started in 2021. I mean, is that such a true statement? Absolutely. It's crazy. So if they are so concerned, then why did they say getting the vaccine is going to end this COVID-19 pandemic? See what I mean? And they're going to continually having to get these boosters, and they're going to have to get the jab, and they're just going to have to constantly do it. And if you say, no, I have God-given immunity and I have faith everything will work out, they don't see it that way at all. So it's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right. Maddie is saying, so I just went Christmas shopping and my wife wouldn't leave the store. So something my pants. I'm going to say crapped my pants. Then I put my hand in my pants, scooped out the and put it on a shelf in Target. Normally I wouldn't do that, but I have a tummy ache. Oh, that's nice, Maddie. Very nice. Yeah. Okay. So Maddie just said that. Yeah. Well, you know, it happens, Maddie, you know. Let's try to keep it cool. Let's try to keep it nice. But yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? You're welcome, Maddie. Okay, I'm not going to say the word though. I try to keep this very PG. All right. So thank you for the comment. Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with Christmas shopping. Again, if you're feeling overwhelmed, Maddie, remember, when I am overwhelmed, you alone know the way I should turn. Who is that? You look to him. God. That's from Psalms 142:3. I like saying that because that just keeps people in perspective of the season. It gets crazy. It gets hectic out there. There's so much to do. And then the time runs out and then you're worried and, you know, whatever you should do. So yeah, I agree. Okay. All right, Maddie. So don't get nervous. It's all good. Everybody's been there. Yeah. But have a good season and enjoy it for what it's worth. Really, that's the best thing to do. Just try to enjoy it for what it's worth. And joy is the way to go about that, because it's the season of joy. Even though some people might feel a little crazy and a lot of things going on. All right. So anyway, I just wanted to say, keep the faith, everybody. Things will get better. 2021's been an awful year. There's no doubt about it. And it's not getting any easier for anybody. So just keep looking to the Lord and keep the faith and don't you worry about a thing. And I appreciate it. And again, thank you for joining us. Visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsor link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. And God bless. Thank you so much. And thank you. Thank you, Maddie. Oh, he says, let's go Bengals. Okay. All right. I'm not keeping up, but have a wonderful one. Thank you. Amen.